This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Many across the Bluegrass attribute their success in life to their start in 4-H, FFA, or other youth organizations. Among those is George Pettit of Caldwell County, who says his start in the FFA was inspired by a mentor in his life.
Grade school and the 7th, 8th grade, there's a young man in this county named Lawrence Hall, and Lawrence went on to become a state FFA president in 1954, and I was about 12 years old then.
Pettit says when he entered high school, FFA was an easy choice.
Started out in FFA and then kind of worked my way up. I was chapter president and regional president, and then became state president. Pretty well surprised when I got to be state president, but anyhow, I did.
He adds after graduating from the University of Kentucky, he came back home to farm.
Kenneth Ashby from over in Christian County introduced me to the pork checkoff and the pork producer movement, and I was raising quite a few hogs at that time.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Ethanol is the lowest cost component in gasoline today. E15 uses ethanol up to 15% blends. The Biden administration has announced E15 will be available to retailers uninterrupted this summer. This provides Americans financial relief at the pump, strengthens our energy security, cuts down on greenhouse gas emissions, and reduces tailpipe pollution. E15 can be used in most gasoline-powered cars from 2001 or newer. Stay in the loop. Follow Commonwealth Agri Energy on Facebook.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Past Kentucky FFA President George Pettit says he quickly became involved with the Kentucky pork producers.
Became the regional president, Pennerau president, and then kind of moved on and moved up to state president, and then ended up on the board of directors of the Pork Council and then the executive committee of the Pork Council. And then I ended up over at the National Livestock and Meat Board, based out of Chicago, on their board of directors.
He adds he's remained in the agriculture industry all of his life.
Liquidated my farming operation in the mid-80s and got in the seed business. Still in the seed business, I guess. I haven't quit work yet.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.